Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Hope everyone's having a great week so far, and a great way to start out the week is here at the Christian Soldier Podcast. And we're just finishing up a patriotic week here. It is July the 11th. Had 4th of July last week, and I pray that you are proud of your country and that you love being an American. I know our country is facing a lot of different challenges right now, but I hope that you're still proud to be an American and that you're praying for our nation. There's a great need for God's people to stand up. We talked about that a little bit last week, about speaking up for the Lord. And one of the ways that we can speak up for the Lord is found in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. And one of the great ways that we can speak up for the Lord is to speak up in regards to sharing what God has done for us. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." And one of the ways that we can speak up, I know we talk about in generalities the area of soul winning and how important it is that we are out and that we're soul winning and that we're doing our best to share the gospel with people. And many times we view soul winning as, well, that's just the time we go out and we go to the store or we go to a house or we do one of those things and we just knock on someone's door and we tell them about the gospel. That is part of what soul winning is. But really, soul winning is being soul conscious. It's being aware that people around you might not know the Lord, whether it be a coworker, whether it be the family member, whether it be somebody that you just run across your path in line at Walmart, you know, begin chatting about the weather or about things that are going on in the community. Do we take time to, you know, can I take a few minutes and share something with you? Something that I've, a tactic I've changed a little bit in recently is when I hand a tract to someone, I said, "Hey, can I tell you something? I want you to read this because this changed my life. Our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, He saved my soul and He transformed my life. Would you read that?" And people kind of shocked a little bit, but it's, yeah, I'll read it. So I'm praying that God uses that. But what are some ways that God, how can I get ready? Like, well, preacher, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I need to witness. I think all deep down inside, we all want to. But how do we get started? How do we do it? Well, the best way, and we just had this at church tonight, is just to share your testimony of salvation. What has God done for you? Is it real? Are you really saved? Well, so of course I am. Then share what God has done for you. Share the wonderful story. And by the way, your story is not any less miraculous than anybody else's. It is an amazing story of what God has done. It's a miracle. Every salvation is a miracle. So don't sell yourself short. Just like, well, it's not as extraordinary as other things. Well, praise God, maybe you weren't as much sin as other people were, but you're still just as much a sinner and still just in as much in need of saving. But just because it's not, and by the way, even the simple testimonies are powerful. Every testimony that God has shown, a testimony of God's work in your life, and God can show you how to share that with people. And just as Paul said, I'm not ashamed. Are you ashamed of what God's done for you in your life? Are you ashamed that Jesus saved you? He said, I'm not ashamed of it. If you look at Paul's life and you look at what he did, is he was very open. He was not afraid to share what he used to be, that he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He trusted in himself. He was proud. He just freely admitted it. He told people what he was. Sometimes when people get saved, they say, well, I don't want people to really know what I used to be like. No, share what you used to be, and then that makes it all the more the miracle. If you're ashamed of what, by the way, we should be ashamed of who we are before we got saved because of our sin and our guilt and shame. I'm not saying you have to lay all the details out there, but your testimony is powerful. It has an impact, and by your testimony, you can reach people that no one else can reach because they will connect with your testimony. And Paul, he freely, openly admitted what he was, that he was a murderer, that he persecuted the Church of Christ, that he was that he imprisoned Christians, but also that Christ saved him, and that he was giving all that he had to him. That's okay, well, I understand my testimony. If you can articulate your testimony and what God has done, by the way, if salvation isn't real, you're going to have a tough time articulating it, it's not going to seem real to you. But if you really are saved and that you are able to articulate that, wow, God can use that in an amazing way. Ask God to use it to help share the testimony. It's amazing to see what that does. Another thing that we need to consider as well is that use tools. One of the tools that I started using recently, is called the Treasure's Path to Soul Winning. You can get it for $5 off of Amazon. I will put a link in the description below of the podcast here. I'll put an Amazon link in there. That you can go buy it for $5. And what is it? Well, it's a list of 60 verses split up into sections. It's a scripture memorization system that deals with all kinds of different areas of things that you run into in soul winning. And the best way is to equip yourself with scripture that is memorized, because we don't always have time. It doesn't matter how well planned things are out ahead of time. We can sit and go through situations in our mind, but then when we get in a pressure situation, with all that logic goes out the window. We need to have things that we can fall back on, and we need to have that scripture in our heart and in our mind, and we can roll right back to it, and we can deal with that situation. And each one of the verses, there's 5 verses that you memorize over 5 weeks. So this system, it takes a while. It takes, I think, a year or more to memorize all the verses. So don't think it's something that you just have to, you know, slam it out. But you say the verses out loud 5 times in the morning, 5 times at night, 5 days a week. And by doing that, you memorize the reference, you memorize the verse as a whole. Also, there's a short phrase associated with those verses that will help bring it to your mind that life is short. Then you will look at James chapter 4 and talk about our life that's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away, that we can have those inroads. So the first set of assignments deal with things that how to get a conversation started about spiritual matters. Oh, I have plenty of time to consider that. Well, actually, you don't. Proverbs talks about boast not thyself of tomorrow, for who can know what a day will bring forth. We don't know what today is going to hold. We don't know if we're going to go off into eternity today or tomorrow or in the next 5 minutes. We don't know. So we need to make sure that we have those verses ready, and that you can lead someone into a conversation on spiritual things if we have those verses. $5 tool. It's a little booklet that you put in your pocket. It's made for you to carry around in a spare moment. Look at those verses and memorize them 5 at a time at your own pace. But it also gives you a system, and also your pastor can help you with that, and he can keep you accountable. You have an accountability partner that you're signing off every week on what you're doing and the verses that you're memorizing. And then after, I think it's a certain amount of verses, then you spend a whole another couple weeks just reviewing those sections of verses. And so that helps really. It's learning and review. It's a great system, and it's very doable. You know, a lot of scripture memorization stuff, it's extraordinary amounts of time spent on and just an unrealistic amount of verses sometimes you run across. But this is doable by anybody. It's at a pace and if you can memorize faster. But really, it's a doable pace. It's something that doesn't take very long. Doing it during your family or during your devotions in the morning, maybe family devotions at night. Just start memorizing the scriptures together and saying them 5 times out loud. Reading them to yourself or saying them out loud helps. And that just is a tool you can use. And then you begin to equip yourself with ammunition to witness with. You can have a plan, soul winning plan. But to be honest, if you know scripture and you know the different situations you're going to face, that's why I like this, is that your approach is going to be a little different each time depending who you're talking to. But have a basic plan about how to get a conversation started. Plans can be good, but also plans can make it seem plastic and pre-rehearsed, like a sales pitch. And we're not selling anything. This isn't for sale. This is a gift of God, and we need to be ready and be dynamic in how we approach people, because everyone's different. We're going to have a different approach, maybe a certain type of approach, but we're going to approach people differently. So I want to encourage you with that. Be a witness. We want to speak up for political things. We need to speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to speak up for the gospel. It transformed your life. If it's real and it's transformed your life, then get out there and tell someone about it. Give them a gospel tract. Read them a gospel tract. I mean, we haven't even talked about gospel tracts yet. Do you leave them in places? Do you leave them at the gas pump? Do you leave them at different places? You know, sometimes I find them on the urinal in the bathroom. You know, I don't know if that's a good place for it or not. I don't know. I'm not going to criticize anybody that does that. But leave tracts out. Give them to people. take a stack. Trust me, your pastor is going to be super excited if he sees the track rack being emptied by people. Just get out there and do it. And we look somewhere, well, I will do it someday. No, do it now. Don't wait for Saturday to come, soul winning time. Be a witness all the time, everywhere. It is a lifestyle. It is a being soul conscious, looking for opportunities. And you'd be amazed with the opportunities God gives you. And so I want to encourage you with that this week. Don't forget to tell your family and friends about this podcast as we continue on next week. And share it on social media. We're available on sermonaudio.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the major ones. You can subscribe on there. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss another episode. And don't forget about looking at the Treasures for the Soul Winner I mentioned earlier on in the podcast. That'll be in, a link to that on Amazon will be in the description below. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Christian Soldier Podcast, and we will see you next time.